100 times election denier Hakeem Jeffries declared election results were fake, artificial, illegitimate. By Wendell Hasebo on December 9, 2022. Election denier Representative Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, attacked democracy at least 100 times by questioning the integrity of American elections. According to Republican National Committee's research exclusively obtained by Breitbart News, Jeffries, minority leader of House Democrats, has cast doubt on the integrity of American elections by way of 7 different categories: legitimacy, cheating, rigged, fake, artificial, hoax, and so-called. The 7 ways in which Jeffries attacked democracy were spewed into the public domain for years via Twitter, TV, and political speeches. The tabulation goes back as far as 2017, after former President Donald Trump defeated 2-time failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Jeffries is not the only Democrat to deny election results. Over 150 examples show that many Democrats have denied the integrity of elections, including Hillary Clinton, President Joe Biden, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, then Representative John Lewis, DGA, and then Representative Cedric Richmond, DLA. Claims of election illegitimacy. 1. November 24, 2020. Keep pouting. History will never accept you as a legitimate president. 2. November 20, 2019. Top Republican witness Ambassador Sondland had 2 choices: lie to Congress and go to jail, or tell the truth about the president's hashtag abuse of power. He just confirmed Trump's hashtag shakedown scheme. Cloud of illegitimacy hanging over 1,600 Pennsylvania Avenue grows stronger by the day. 3. June 20, 2019. Seems to me that there is a cloud of illegitimacy that continues to hang over 1,600 Pennsylvania Avenue. 4. June 21, 2019. Cloud of illegitimacy hangs over 1,600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It's time for Mueller to tell the story of Russian interference and obstruction of justice to America. He must testify publicly. The House should subpoena him immediately unless he agrees to appear. Hashtag follow the facts. 5. October 1, 2019. Trump betrayed America. He abused his power by soliciting foreign interference in the 2020 election and undermined our national security. The cloud of illegitimacy hanging over 1,600 Pennsylvania Avenue grows stronger by the day. 6. August 28, 2018. Well, I think there is a growing cloud of illegitimacy that is hanging over 1,600 Pennsylvania Avenue related to the strong likelihood that there was some form of collusion and a conspiracy to sell out our democracy between the Trump campaign and Russian spies to artificially place Donald Trump in the presidency. 7. August 22, 2018. There is clearly a cloud of illegitimacy hanging over 1,600 Pennsylvania Avenue that's growing bigger by the day. 8. February 16, 2018. The more we learn about 2016 election, the more illegitimate it becomes. America deserves to know whether we have a fake president in the Oval Office. Hashtag Russian interference. 9. July 24, 2017. Well, the overall majority of Democrats that I work with understand that there is a cloud of illegitimacy that's hanging over the White House as a result of the possibility that there was improper or illegal collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. 10. May 19, 2017. There's a cloud of illegitimacy and corruption hanging over 1,600 Pennsylvania Avenue. 11. March 22, 2017. With legitimacy of Trump's presidential election in doubt, his lifetime appointment to Supreme Court can wait. Hashtag filibuster Gorsuch. Hashtag stop Gorsuch. 12. January 16, 2017. Because John Lewis is completely right. There's a cloud of illegitimacy around the election of Donald Trump. Claims of election cheating. 13. September 28, 2018. Lie, more than any administration in the history of the Republic. Cheat, 2016 election/Russian interference. Steal, 1 or 2 Supreme Court seats. When will Republicans put country ahead of party? Hashtag clean up corruption. Claims of rigged elections. 14. December 10, 2016. CIA concludes Russia released stolen docs to hurt HRC and help Trump. Apparently it pays to play footsie with Putin. Hashtag rigged. Claims of fake elections. 15. April 18, 2019. Russia successfully interfered in the 2016 campaign hashtag Mueller report. They helped elect someone who doesn't care about everyday Americans. He only cares about himself. And now America is paying the price hashtag fake president. 16, July 13, 2018. 12 more indictments in Trump-Russia campaign collusion scandal. America deserves to know whether or not 45 is a crook. Fake president? 17, February 5, 2018. Fake president's name-calling skills have really fallen off the ledge. Little Adam? Lame. 18, February 2, 2018. Not sure how much longer we can take this phony and corrupt fake president lying to the American people. 19, January 14, 2018. Apparently, so-called commander-in-chief kept golfing while Hawaii appeared to be under attack. You can't make this stuff up hashtag fake presidency. 20, October 30, 2017. 45's campaign chairman indicted in exploding Trump/Russia criminal investigation. Fake presidency? 21, October 14, 2017. Russian spies targeted swing voters in Michigan, Wisconsin, etc. in diabolical plot to elect 45. Fake presidency? 22, August 15, 2017. Birther-in-chief doubles down on blaming counter-protesters. Once again shows true colors hashtag fake president. 23, July 14, 2017. When will the hashtag fake president ever stop lying? Apparently, never. 24, July 1, 2017. Several states refuse to turn over data to Trump's phony voter fraud panel hashtag fake presidency hashtag fake commission. 25, June 25, 2017. Actually, Donald, more likely your campaign colluded with Russian spies. Fake president? Hashtag follow the facts. 26, March 22, 2017. More evidence emerges that Russia/Trump campaign colluded to elect hashtag fake president. What a disgrace. 27, March 20, 2017. Will it FBI hashtag Russian hacking criminal investigation reveal we have fake president at White House? Stay tuned hashtag follow the facts. 28, March 5, 2017. Let's be clear, Donald, only bad or sick guy connected to White House is you hashtag fake president. 29, January 14, 2017. The hashtag fake president now attacks an American hero. I stand with it, Reap John Lewis. Join me. Claims of artificial elections. 30, May 8, 2019. First of all, 17 different intelligence agencies have concluded that Russia interfered with our election, attacked our democracy for the sole purpose of artificially placing someone at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. They were successful. Claims of election hoax/questioning victory. 31, September 22, 2017. The real hoax is likely your so-called election victory hashtag Russian hacking. 32, September 12, 2017. 45's Election Integrity Commission is the real fraud. They should investigate his so-called victory. 33, June 2, 2017. Climate change is not a hoax. But 45's election may have been hashtag Russian hacking hashtag collusion hashtag follow the facts. Claims of so-called. 34, April 27, 2022. And of course, bending the knee to the twice impeached former so-called President of the United States. 35, January 11, 2022. We know that was a violent attack on the Capitol, the Congress, the Constitution, and the country incited by the former twice impeached so-called President of the United States. 36, September 21, 2021. Three times during the administration of the former so-called president, three times House Democrats cooperated in raising the debt ceiling. 37, July 26, 2021. Over the weekend, once again, the former twice impeached, disgraced, so-called President of the United States of America falsely claimed that he actually won the election and that it was stolen from Joe Biden. 38, October 8, 2020. A thought for the so-called president. Stop providing aid and comfort to extremist militias and white supremacists. You're going to get someone killed. 39, July 8, 2020. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman is a true American hero. His retirement from the military after being harassed by the so-called president is unfortunate. History will remember Lieutenant Colonel Vindman's selfless patriotism fondly. The same cannot be said for you-know-who. 40, May 20, 2020. So-called president threatening to withhold hashtag coronavirus relief from Michigan unless it bends the knee to King Donald. 41, April 18, 2020. The so-called president has one view. Trump administration v. the states. Real leadership requires something else. America v. COVID-19. 42, March 19, 2020. We're in the middle of a global pandemic. The so-called president has repeatedly lied to the American people. 43, March 15, 2020. The so-called president is our biggest problem. Not Bernie. Not Uncle Joe. Stay focused on the mission. Hashtag dump Trump. 44, March 10, 2020. Thousands have died. Hashtag coronavirus. The stock market has collapsed. Recession may be imminent. And the so-called president spent the weekend at a Florida golf resort. Pathetic. 45, March 5, 2020. The so-called president and his sycophants are apparently circulating a fake census form on Facebook. Shred IT. Something is very wrong with these people. But justice delayed will not be justice denied. These crooks will be held accountable, one way or the other. 46, February 28, 2020. Stock market plummets in worst week since Great Recession. Retirement savings for millions of Americans are being destroyed. And the so-called president is missing in action. It's time for mature leadership. We won't find it at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. 47, January 7, 2020. Apparently the so-called president thinks we can overwhelm Iran with shock and awe. How did that work out for us in Iraq? 48, September 26, 2019. What role does Rudolph Giuliani have in this government? The answer is none. He is the so-called president's political hitman, not an ambassador or secretary of state. Giuliani's role in the hashtag Ukraine scandal tells you all you need to know about Trump's corrupt intent. 49, September 22, 2019. Russia interfered in 2016 election in sweeping and systematic fashion. Trump campaign welcomed their assistance. They helped elect the so-called president. Individual one is at it again. Hashtag Ukraine. Hashtag abuse of power. He must go. 50, September 27, 2019. Corey Lewandowski testified before the House Judiciary Committee today. This guy is a card-carrying member of the so-called president's organized crime family. Is he the hitman, the bagman, the lookout, or all of the above? Hashtag cover up. 51, August 15, 2019. Presidents come and go. Congress will endure. The Likud government's decision to capitulate to a malignant narcissist, so-called president, and exclude two members of the House from visiting Israel is a sign of weakness, not strength. It should be reversed immediately. 52, August 15, 2019. So-called president may trigger a devastating recession. Hashtag Trump economy. Erratic trade wars, hashtag GovTax scam, and Trump tariffs a disaster for everyday Americans. He fights for the privileged few. At House Democrats fight hashtag for the people. 53. July 29, 2019. The distinguished gentleman from Baltimore at Rep. Cummings is a good man. Hard-working man. A highly intelligent man. So-called president is none of the above. And he is tearing America apart. 54, May 8, 2019. Who initiated and led the criminal investigation into the Trump campaign? James Comey. Christopher Wray. Rod Rosenstein. Robert Mueller. They are all Republicans. This is not a witch hunt. No one is above the law, not even the so-called president. 55, April 2, 2019. So-called president abandoned Puerto Rico in their time of need. The administration's response to Hurricane Maria was a complete disgrace. Totally don't get this guy. Can someone let him know that April Fool's was yesterday? 56, March 13, 2019. Why do House Republicans act like all we want to do is run the so-called president out of town? It's because they have no agenda. We do. Lower healthcare costs. Increased pay. Clean up corruption. Hashtag for the people. 57, March 6, 2019. Hey Mitch, you have never spoken up about the tidal wave of hatred from the so-called president. Don't ever lecture at House Democrats about intolerance. We will handle our business. And you can pipe down. 58, March 2, 2019. Conservatives lost it when one member in a body of 435 used a profane word. So-called leader of the free world calls Russia investigation bullshit before the nation. Were these phonies outraged? Of course not. Don't ever lecture House Dems about anything. 59, February 27, 2019. American people, is the so-called president a liar, a con man or a racist? Michael Cohen, all of the above woe. 60, February 21, 2019. No money shall be drawn from the Treasury, but in consequence of appropriations made by law. Article I, Section 9, Clause 7, U.S. Constitution. The so-called president's national emergency declaration is fake, phony and fraudulent. And it's blatantly unconstitutional. 61, February 11, 2019. Trail of Tears massacre is part of Native American genocide perpetrated against millions of indigenous people. Mocking this shameful episode is a hateful trope. When will newly enlightened Republicans denounce their so-called president? Phonies. 62, February 1, 2019. So-called president again threatening to build medieval border wall. GOP plotting to obstruct our effort to lower healthcare costs hashtag for the people. And at NY Knicks just traded best player. It was all good just a week ago. Stay. Woke. 63, January 15, 2019. Coast Guard, Border Patrol agents and TSA employees all denied pay. Many are no longer able to report to work. So-called president jeopardizing safety and security of the American people. This must end. 64, December 27, 2018. Democrats won't support the medieval border wall from the so-called president. It's not going anywhere. 65, November 19, 2018. While we fight to lower healthcare costs and protect people with pre-existing conditions, so-called commander-in-chief fascist true American war heroes. What's wrong with this guy? 66, November 8, 2018. In today's America you can lose your life anytime, anyplace, anywhere to a mass shooting. But so-called president and Republican cover-up caucus lie to you about immigrant caravan threats. They are shameless. 67, October 30, 2018. SCP. So-called president, talks Kavanaugh. We talk hashtag lower healthcare costs. SCP talks caravan. We talk hashtag increased pay for everyday Americans. SCP talks birthright citizenship. We talk hashtag cleanup corruption in Washington. Starting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, hashtag for the people. 68, October 27, 2018. Shocked that so-called president is moving forward with another Make America Hate Again rally this evening. We will continue to stand in solidarity with the Jewish community today. Tomorrow. Always. 69, October 24, 2018. While the master of distraction, so-called president, seeks to divide, we will continue to focus on lower healthcare costs, increased pay and cleaning up corruption in Washington hashtag for the people. 70. October 20, 2018. Saudi butchers claim WAPO journalist died in a fight. Yeah, and the earth is flat. Why doesn't so-called leader of the free world denounce this savage behavior? Answer, Crown Prince is his boy, sad. 71, October 10, 2018. So-called president once asked what more do we have to lose? The answer, everything. 72, September 12, 2018. Trump fights for himself. House Democrats fight hashtag for the people. Simply put, that's the difference between us and you know who, so-called president. Hashtag lower healthcare costs hashtag increased pay hashtag clean up corruption. 73, September 5, 2018. Wages down. Gas prices up. Culture of corruption out of control. And this guy, so-called president, stays on the golf course. But House Dems are fighting hashtag for the people. 74, August 23, 2018. Trump cronies continue to flip on so-called president. Is this the beginning of the end? Time to hashtag clean up corruption and make sure Washington works hashtag for the people. 75, August 17, 2018. Biggest lie ever told by so-called president is that he cares about working men and women. Democrats will fight to hashtag lower healthcare costs and hashtag increase pay. We will fight hashtag for the people. 76, August 5, 2018. Healthcare premiums and co-pays are about to skyrocket. This guy, so-called president, is back on vacation. Again. And he had the nerve to criticize at Barack Obama's work ethic? 77, July 28, 2018. So-called commander-in-chief must stop the bromance with Putin, the puppeteer, and do something. Now. 78, July 21, 2018. Prescription drug prices are skyrocketing out of control. So-called commander-in-chief back on the golf course, again. At House Democrats will always fight hashtag for the people. 79, July 17, 2018. So-called commander-in-chief says he misspoke. Get real. Not feeling your fake clarification. Not now. Not ever. 80, July 11, 2018. Just blasted so-called commander-in-chief on House floor. He failed America on healthcare, tax relief and infrastructure, but has the nerve to call others delinquent? 81, June 29, 2018. We have a so-called president who regularly uses the bully pulpit to attack journalists and embraces thugs in Russia and North Korea. Is anyone surprised we are where we are? 82, April 24, 2018. Memo to our so-called president, birther-in-chief. The Civil War is over. The Confederacy lost. Get over it. 83, April 2, 2018. How dare so-called president lecture anyone about failure to produce documents? Stop hiding your tax returns from the American people. Or, pipe down. 84, March 17, 2018. So-called president regularly lies to American people but henchmen care about alleged lack of candor? We will rid America of them all. No. Matter. What. It. Takes. 85, March 10, 2018. Judge's answer to the rule of law, not the so-called president. Apparently beleaguered AG doesn't get concept of co-equal judicial branch, these people are off the chain. 86, March 9, 2018. So-called president plunges America into risky trade war that will hurt working families to try and win next week's special election in steel country. Who are these people? 87, February 25, 2018. We are in the midst of an epic struggle between democracy and authoritarianism. What side is the so-called president on? 88, February 6, 2018. Blasted so-called president on House floor this morning. How dare this guy lecture us about treason? 89, January 31, 2018. So-called president continues to play political footsie with David Duke. Shameful. 90, January 30, 2018. The circus has just begun, I mean welcome to the House Mr., so-called, president. 91, January 24, 2018. Where are the tax returns you're hiding from the American people? Blaming so-called president. 92, January 23, 2018. It's time for the so-called president to start honoring that tremendous legacy of racial progress and inclusion in America. 93, January 21, 2018. Is it possible for America to have one day without chaos, crisis or confusion under this so-called presidency? Apparently, the answer is no hashtag Trump shutdown. 94, November 24, 2017. Three brave Navy sailors presumed dead, but so-called commander-in-chief back on the golf course with Tiger Woods. Sad. 95, July 26, 2017. So-called president promised to bring the jobs back. Instead, he's obsessed with Russia. America deserves hashtag a better deal. 96, April 21, 2017. So-called prey wants to revive hashtag Trump care, pay more, get less, next week. We'll fight to stop him. Today. Tomorrow. Forever hashtag protect our care. 97, April 3, 2017. Did so-called president ever apologize for lying to America about it Barack Obama's place of birth? What a fraud. 98, March 15, 2017. Repub Intelligence Com chair just refuted Trump lie that Obama ordered wiretap. Once again, so-called president exposed as a fraud. 99, February 26, 2017. We will not allow so-called president to target hard-working Muslim Americans in our community based on religion. Not today. Not ever. 100, February 5, 2017. Here's a thought for the so-called president: independent judiciary is hallmark of our democracy. Hashtag popular vote. Hashtag Russian hacking. Hashtag Comey letter. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter @WendellHussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.